Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in sales and marketing for Purium. Thanks so much for joining us. Excited to be all here this evening, hearing more folks join the line. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So we've got a lot going on. I want to start with our new websites, hearing positive information and lots of results coming off of the presentation website, and wanted to make an important note for everybody, which is that the website address is phporder.com, but it also is mypurium.com, and we're going to start to, on the corporate side, refer to the websites as the MyPurium marketing websites, because more people know us as Purium than they do PHP. So they both point to the same information, so mypurium.com/your ID number, and we're going to continue to add more information to this website, Monday Morning Health Minutes and other great information. So what we want to talk about tonight is getting people to that information, finding great people, how to make your prospect list, how to connect with people in context, plant, water, and harvest. You know, law of the farm, you plant the seed first, then you water the seed, and then you harvest the seed. You can only harvest as many things as you plant. And oftentimes, people look at their month almost like a season. And so, you know, the beginning of the month is a great time to plant, middle of the month is a great time to follow up and water, and then the end of the month is a great harvest time. We've got our pools are a big part of our compensation, and so our recruiter's pool, our consultant creator pool lend themselves to late month harvesting to maximize your compensation, but you can't harvest if you don't have people in process. And so we're going to talk a lot tonight about how you can plant more seeds, how you can be more effective with the people that you talk to. And it starts with handing out gift cards, and every week we encourage that and incentivize that by giving away 20 free gift cards ourselves. It's $1,000 retail value, $200 wholesale value. And this week's winner is Jason Beller out of Boca Raton, Florida. So one of Jason's cards was redeemed, randomly chosen. And if you want to win $1,000 worth of retail value of product to give away to prospects, all you got to do is buy gift cards, hand them out, have one of your cards redeemed, and get randomly chosen. Now, understand that these gift cards are part of a process. When you enroll a new person, if you can enroll them with a bronze, silver, or gold pack, one of our enrollment packs, then you're going to have 10, 20, or 40 gift cards that are going to be working on your behalf. These are cards that you didn't spend any money on, but will help to build your business. You also want to encourage people to go on AutoShip, and preferably on an AutoShip that includes gift cards. We have packs that include 5 gift cards and 10 gift cards. Again, these are cards that have points associated with them. You're going to be making money on those points, but more importantly, those are exposures for your business that you don't pay for. So if we can get people to buy the gift cards, get on AutoShip with more gift cards, make their prospect list, and hand them out, then good things are going to happen for their business, and good things are going to happen for your business. So let's talk about making a prospect list. We have a very specific way that we recommend to do this, and if you can't look on your desk right now and point to a file that has a prospect list, and hopefully it's dozens and dozens or even hundreds of people with all kinds of marks and arrows and different things all over it, then you're really not in business. I owned a spa. I knew where to go to show up at my spa, and my spa was open 8 to 8 Monday through Friday and 8 to 4 on Saturdays, and I could point to it and people knew where to go. It had a front door. Our business does not have that. Your business does not have that. So your prospect list is your business. It is the location of your business. And if you can't locate it, then it's like it doesn't exist. It's up in thin air. So let's talk about making that prospect list or improving the list that you already have. So your list is your business. It's your control center. It is where you're showing up for work. So when you think about doing your Purium business, it starts with, let me get in front of my list and see where I'm at. How many people should be on your prospect list? The answer is as many people as possible. Who should you talk to first? Answer, the best people possible. And that's why we focus on the two-step process of creating the biggest list possible and then prioritizing that list. So how do you create the biggest list possible? You go through your cell phone address book. You go through your email address book. You go through your physical address book, you know, your little black book, day planner, your Christmas card list. You go through your business cards, your phone list, your church list, your kids' school list, your workplace list, your former workplace list, your home office files, Facebook, LinkedIn. You should know hundreds and hundreds of people, either by name, by email, by phone number, by face, however it is. Make that list as big as possible. Keep adding to it over and over and over again. This is your business. The more people you have on your list, the better the chance that you're going to succeed. Then what we're going to do is prioritize that list. Now, there are three characteristics that are going to help you to prioritize your list. You're going to want to talk to people that you have a strong relationship with. So the easiest people, the people that you know the best, that you can just pick up the phone and I can just say, hey, it's David, and they know who that is because we talk on a fairly regular basis. They know my name. They know my phone number. The other way is the likelihood the prospect's going to be interested in the business. Who are people that are going to be interested in the business? Somebody who's health-oriented. Somebody who needs to lose weight. Somebody who has lots of money. Somebody who needs lots of money. So you may have different opinions as to who needs the business. And the last and maybe the most important way to prioritize your list is the likelihood that that prospect's going to be successful in the business. So just because you know somebody well doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be good at the business, and vice versa. Somebody that you don't know well may be one of the best people in your business. And so you want to look for people who have the five C's. And this is really important. What are the five C's? The first is contacts. Somebody with lots of contacts has a big list that's well-known, that knows lots of folks. That's why a lot of times people focus on professionals, health practitioners. They have a big contact list. The second is credibility. Another reason why people focus on professionals a lot of times is that a doctor has a lot of credibility about nutrition. The third is commitment. So sometimes somebody without a lot of contacts, without a lot of credibility, but has a lot of commitment, is very motivated, maybe unemployed, underemployed, going through a divorce or some kind of lifestyle change, and decides they want to make money and need to make money now, that is a big and important C. The fourth is cash flow. Money can solve a lot of problems, and if somebody's willing to do trade shows and willing to run advertisements and willing to buy lists, that can go a long way to being successful. And the fifth is coachable. So, you know, they're willing to listen in on the conference calls. They're willing to read and look at the Getting Started Guide. So those are things, those five C's help you to identify who are the people that are most likely to be successful. So you're looking for people who are open-minded and inquisitive, people that you know, maybe going through some transition, that want to make money, that know how to make money. And you can decide, you know, are you looking for entrepreneurs? Are you looking for business owners? Are you looking for natural networkers? You know, are you looking for people that are established business folks or people you can groom? So everybody has their own strategy. It's one of the things that's beautiful about this business. And not only that, but we're open in the United States. We're open in Canada. We're open in Norway. We're open in 28 EU countries. So there's no shortage of folks. There's like, I don't know, 700-800 million people that you can talk to that all would be able to buy a Purium product legally in one of these countries. And so you need to figure out who you want to contact, how you want to contact them. And, you know, I want to talk a little bit about context and how you contact people. And we're going to talk about that in a moment. What I want to do is bring on Ian Farrar, because one of the things that is important to talk about when you talk to prospects, especially in this economy, is to talk about residual income. And maybe now more than ever in the history of our country, having residual income, mailbox money, is super important. So Ian is our first distributor, one of our most successful distributors, somebody who really understands business, understands nutrition, and really has all the assets. And that's why he's so successful. He's based out of Connecticut. And Ian, if you would like to share a few minutes about residual income and some other ideas for the distributors on the phone tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, David. Thank you very much.
Sure.
Well, like David said, you know, when David Sandoval called me and he expressed that he had this great opportunity, I couldn't pass it up because I understood the power of residual income when I was the age of 25. I got involved in network marketing, and since that time, I really understood, like, how powerful that income is. If you get hurt, you can't work. That check keeps on coming. Most people, you know, you go to work, you get paid, you get your check every 2 weeks, and, you know, if you get fired, you get laid off, you know, you have unemployment, and that money dries up. And in the predicament that we're in the United States today, this is an essential income stream. I mean, today when I was in New York City, I saw all these people picketing and rioting about, not rioting, but they were picketing, you know, about, you know, they want their job. There was like 100 people outside this building on Park Avenue today. And, you know, my acronym for job is either, you know, just over broke or journey of bondage, because, yeah, you're going to go to work, you're going to work there for 40 years, you're going to, you know, you may or may not get, you know, the same income during that time span, but, you know, if you lose your job, you lose your income. So I was thinking to myself, well, all those people, if they only knew about network marketing, they have to come in contact with one of us, of course. But, you know, people have to be at the right place in their life, and they have to be open for this type of opportunity. So, like David said earlier in the call, I mean, ultimately right now, I'm looking for people that are health conscious, that really want to make a change in their life, and I want to find people for this to be the right thing for them to be doing right now from a business side. I mean, everyone could be a consumer of our products. Everyone could benefit day in, day out from our products, without a doubt. But when it comes to the business side, you know, I've found that a successful practice is to really ask questions. You know, ask the person, you know, are you really fulfilled in your life? If you could pretty much have the ultimate business, what would it be? Is time freedom important to you? And, of course, with our business model, when you build a large organization, that residual check can allow you to live your life the way you want and give you that time freedom, which is invaluable in today's economy. I mean, people's incomes are shrinking. You know, we're in a very, very inflationary environment in this country. And having a residual income that you could count on month in and month out and helping people at the same time is amazing. So, I mean, we have a serious opportunity here. This, Perium Health Products is like, it's the best kept secret, but we don't want it to be a secret anymore. That's why the people on the call right now, you know, each day you have the opportunity to impact people's lives in terms of their health and their nutrition and, of course, their wealth. Now, when I work with people, you know, it's professional business. You know, I ask people questions where they want to go, you know, in terms of, like, how much income did they want to make on a monthly basis. And, you know, do I talk to them about making a contact list? Sure. But ultimately, I want them to have their top 10 people that are go-getters and who really want to go for it and really make a difference in other people's lives. So when we work with those 10 people, then we work on the next group of 10 people. And, of course, that creates duplication. And this is a duplication game. I mean, I started out with myself. I enrolled 22 people. And now I have a pretty big organization because I've helped people. There are several leaders in my organization that have been with me since day one. And PHP continues to get better and better. And there are new people coming on board from other businesses, you know, in the network marketing realm that are really, really excited about PHP and can't believe, you know, that this company even exists. But, you know, there's other people that, you know, haven't come from network marketing, too, that are coming to PHP, given what's going on in the economy, given what's going on, you know, with people's careers and the job changes and downsizing, what have you. So network marketing is the great equalizer. It gives everyone the opportunity to make a six-figure, you know, VP job, CEO income. I mean, there's people that I know in this industry that make what people make in a year, in a month. You know, the opportunity that we have at PHP is tremendous, and I don't say that lightly. It's tremendous. I knew this from day one because, in my opinion, the products are the compensation plan. The more you know about the products, the more product-centered you are, the more you could educate your potential member customer about the value of a grouping of products, the higher your residual income is going to be per individual throughout your whole organization. There was a company that I was with in the past, and they were big on becoming product-centered. So you used to get this big box in the mail. It was called a value pack, and it used to have like maybe about 30 or 40 of their products. And on average, that customer would order probably 85 to 100 to 200 points. Now, based on that, throughout your organization, that's very duplicatable, because the more people that got that package, that means it would be a higher reorder rate per customer, which, of course, would create a higher residual per customer throughout your organization. So with PHP, the average reorder rate per individual is much higher, and this is what I've seen. Over 8 years, I've seen 300 to 500 to 600 to 800 points of products that if people have ordered on a consistent basis because they work. People are getting their health back. I mean, there's tremendous stories throughout our whole organization of people just getting better, getting healthier, losing weight. So with our company, it's been a big paradigm shift. Instead of everyone being on auto ship and then getting a backup order if they don't order the next month, I mean, our customers are just ordering because the products are great and they love them. So pretty much residual income is here, and Perium is going to ship it to your customer. So let's get on the phone and share with people how great Perium is and what we got today.
Nice. Well, Ian, you made several really big points, and I think it starts with the economy being tough and people looking for residual income and asking good questions. And so for some people, this is about a plan B. It's about, you know, I haven't lost my job yet, but I'm working harder than I should be. You know, I'm not sure what's going to happen with my company. For other people, it's, you know, additional income. I've got kids going to college. I'd like to save for retirement. And then for others, it's replacement income. And so, you know, what I want to wrap up this call with is talking a little bit about connecting with your prospect and thinking like a prospect and creating some context and respecting the context of your relationship. And, you know, there's an old saying, you get what you look for. And so, you know, if you're looking for business people, if you're looking for professionals, as Ian said, you know, good things are going to happen. And
yeah,
that sometimes means talking with folks that you may not know quite as well, but that you respect a lot, that you believe in a lot, and that you're willing to say, hey, I really think you'll be great in this business, or I'd really like to work with you. And I see that a prospect's defenses drop right to the ground when you compliment them in a heartfelt way about something that you have in common and that's based on your relationship. And so I think it's important to understand that it's not a one-size-fits-all. I'm not a believer in scripts. I'm a believer in strategy and communication and relationships. And so let's just imagine two different people. One person is young, one person's old. Well, the young person might like to text. The old person might like to get a phone call. The young person may communicate a lot on Facebook. The old person may want to have a face-to-face meeting. The young person might use more informal language. The older person might use more formal language. And just look at how extroverts and introverts and analyticals and creatives and people who are product-oriented or people who are money-oriented or people who are mission-oriented, all of those people think differently and communicate differently. It's almost as though their reality is different. And so it's like giving a good gift. You know, if you know the person well, then you can give them a good gift, something that really they want. If you don't know them well, then you could give them a gift that might be a generic gift, but chances are you're not going to be able to give them something that's really meaningful. And so the better that you understand the context of your relationship, obviously the people you know better, it's easier to communicate with them in a way that's very familiar. But even with people you don't know very well, as Ian said, if you ask good questions, then you're going to learn a lot about them very, very quickly. And when you learn about them quickly, then you can start to speak into their listening. Then you can start to share with them the parts of the business that are most relevant to them. So don't talk about the details of the product ingredients if they want to know how to make money. And don't talk to them about the details of the compensation plan if they just want to try the product.
Hey, David, can I add something here?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, this, when I first started out, I mean, I'm going to call this a game. You know, I would sell. I would pretty much just throw up over a person. But ultimately, you know, I figured out that when someone's backing away, you know, that means that you're not really approaching the situation correctly. I mean, I've been to many conventions. I've been trained by some of the best people in the industry. And the highest enrollers are the people, like David said, who ask questions and really see where people are at in their life. Now, if I'm talking to someone that's in the business, in network marketing, you know, of course, my questions are different than with someone who's a professional, not in network marketing. You know, there's two different types of questions. So, but in asking questions, you're going to know that if they've had any network marketing experience, if, you know, they're open to a business opportunity like this. So it pretty much has opened it up, and they pretty much come to you instead of, you know, the other way around.
Yeah, let me share a couple of important things just to piggyback on that. The biggest fear that most people have, the biggest fear is that you're going to change your relationship with that person and change it for the worse. And the only way that you're going to change your relationship with somebody by bringing up this opportunity or this product is if you do it out of context. So if you know somebody really well, you go to the gym with them, you're hanging out, you're talking about different things, they tell you how much they hate their job, and you just bring it up, hey man, you know, I've been telling you, you got to do this Perium thing, because, you know, if it's in context, then it makes sense. If you suddenly pull out a PowerPoint presentation in the middle of your workout, well then, yeah. It's going to be out of context, and you can damage your relationship. So as long as you're looking out for their best interest and you're communicating in a way that makes sense to them, they're going to appreciate it. And so what I want to do is leave you with this story. One of the top distributors that I know, and I know a lot of people throughout the industry that make a ton of money, and one of the top distributors I know, he's made, gosh, I would say $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 a year for the last 22 years. He still recruits on a regular basis, and I ski and snowboard with him usually a couple times a year. And the company he works with is a nutrition company. They have a variety of products. And when we go skiing or snowboard, he always brings two products. He brings a joint product, one for joint pain, and another an energy product. Why does he bring those two products? Because if he gets on if we get on a chairlift, it's a 3 or 4 person chairlift, and one or two people come on, and one of them's older. He has a replaced hip. He'll talk about, oh gosh, my hip feels great today. I can't believe how great it feels. Da, 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 da. And the older guy will say, oh man, I wish my knees felt better. Oh, I wish my back felt better. And he'd say, here, I want you to try this product, you know, and give me your name and your phone number. I'll put it in my phone, and I try this product. It works magic for me. Or if a younger person gets on, he gives him the energy product. He says, oh, man, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm buzzing around, feeling great. You know, how many runs have you done, blah, blah, blah. You know, and this guy's in his 50s, and so he looks good. He lives the lifestyle, but he connects with people and does it in a positive and purposeful way. Now, some people would say, oh, that's manipulative, you know. That's really manipulative. It's not manipulative. The old guy, he may have back pain, and he's thankful that this guy has a joint product that he can give and mix up and make right there on the chairlift, and, you know, and he meets people that way. And, you know, it's not the specific, it's just the concept. The concept is he's constantly looking for good people. He's constantly looking for a way to connect with them. Now, you may not be outgoing to do the 3-foot rule and to talk with people you don't know, but still, you know hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. If you make your list based on your phone, based on your email, based on your Facebook friends and everything else, you have lots of folks to talk to. And if you can figure out a way to create a conversation about their lives, they'll lead you to what you need to say. And that's where the gift cards come in, and that's where the new websites come in. All you got to do is give them some product. Let them try it for free. Direct them to the website, let them see the information, and then fill in the blanks. So that's what we got going on here. Ian, thanks so much for adding your valuable training to tonight's call. And
you're
everybody's on the line tonight. Thanks so much for joining us, and 48 hours from now, Thursday night, same time, same number. We always do our business opportunity presentation. So if you've got folks that you've handed out gift cards to that have tried the product, that have looked at the website, and they're still not 100% sure, have them on Thursday night's call. It's right toward the end of the month. You can get into the recruiters pool, the consultant creator pool. There's lots of money out there, but you got to start to plant and water and harvest. So hopefully you've done some of that, and hopefully you got some new ideas of new people that you want to connect with here this week. So put them on Thursday night's call. Ian, thanks again, and we'll catch everybody Thursday night.
Great.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Bye now.